Chris Stanley, CBS News. Okay, and welcome to News Talk 830 WCCO. This is the Phil Hendry Show, and this is my very first night here at WCCO. And who knows? You know, this. First of all, I'm learning how to drive the Starship here. It's a massive broadcast facility. There are screens, and there's 15 television monitors. I'm looking at a guy playing tennis here. I'm looking at another guy playing golf. I've got some kind of a weather screen in front of me. What else is on television tonight? Can we flip around any of these channels? We can just look at anything we want here tonight. We've got, here, look at it, I got my remote control. What do you guys want to watch? Now, here's a woman who looks like, excuse me, she looks like she was in a fire, but she's singing a great, I can't even hear what she's singing. There's another guy here on video. You guys, you know, you've been listening to WCCO your entire life. You realize what this place looks like? It's unbelievable. You know, I keep waiting for somebody to go, mission control, ready to blast off, and we're going to, lose our second stage here. We're going to lose something. Let's see what else is on television tonight. There's TNT. Little boy. There's, some home movies. There's a blonde-haired girl talking about how she can't surf in New York. There's a Talkback America. This looks like a rerun of McHale's Navy. There's something else happening here. This is wild. Oh, the 700 Club. Who is that guy that Pat Robertson hires? He's the black gentleman with the wild hairdo. Who is this poor guy? There's Pat Robertson. He's probably laying something heavy on this guy like, hey, you know that the world is just going to blow up as soon as I will it to. I mean, the hurricane turned back. I can make anything happen. What else is going on? Listen, guys, my name is Phil Hendry, and for want of a better thing, we'll call this a Twilight Zone rerun. All right. Look at this. You ever love it on television when they put people into old person, you know, when they try to make people look older? They can never do it. Here's a guy who's trying. They've got two actors on a Twilight Zone. This guy is supposed to be maybe in his 70s, and you can tell he's like 30. And somebody put just a gray wig on him and threw some talcum powder on him. And the woman, she looks like she's 25 with a gray wig. Looks like George and Martha Washington just before some kind of a nuclear fallout. It was Bob Hope? It is Bob Hope. He is 80. Who am I kidding? All right, there's a helicopter that's going to blow up. This is great. Oh, look, here's a cooking show. Is this the Cajun Chef? I can tell you, I don't know what channel this is on, but if you're watching this guy, he's holding a glass going, now I'll tell you something right now, folks. You can put wine in this or have one heck of a bar fight. Just smash it off at the corner of a table and baby, it's good. Let's see what else we got here. Oh, Reba McEntire. Oh, here's C-SPAN, Representative Henry Waxman saying, it's not my phone bill. Not mine, baby. And here's Admiral J. William Keim of the Coast Guard, and he's addressing a Senate subcommittee as to why they should not disband the Coast Guard. Oh, sir, I'm telling you right now, we really need a Coast Guard. So that's what's going on here in the old TV set tonight. It's wild. This is great. Anyway, Phil Hendry Show here on News Talk 830 WCCO. And let me tell you, the Twins lost. It was a 5-1 to the White Sox. The Gophers won the NIT. They beat the University of Southern California by, 19 points. I don't know what the final score on that was, but do they advance on now? Are they moving on to, who are they going to play next? The championship game is in Madison Square Garden, and I guess they're, one more bracket, and then they're off and running. What we're going to do tonight here, guys, is we're going to bring on a guest, and I don't know whether you saw the news today or heard the news, but a very bizarre story out of Athens, Ohio, I believe. It's a strange story out of Athens, Ohio. And apparently, there was a Barney the Dinosaur show on, okay? You know, are you familiar with this character, Barney the Dinosaur? You know what this is? This is like a character. He's a stuffed, I don't want to say he's stuffed. He's a guy in a dinosaur suit and is quite popular with the little ones. And apparently there was a Barney the Dinosaur show on in Athens, Ohio, and someone had superimposed over the Barney character, Submit to Barney. And what was the other thing? Barney rules all or something? There was some sort of a it wasn't exactly subliminal, but someone had messed with the video so that there was a negative, kind of negative connotation given to the Barney show. Now, I was put in touch today with a guy by the name of Ed Woosney. And Ed is out of Kansas City, Missouri. And just coincidentally, with this Barney the Dinosaur story going on, coincidentally, Ed has been active with a group of parents in the Kansas City, Missouri area concerning this whole Barney the Dinosaur character. Now, we're going to try to bring Ed up here. And I've got him on the line from Kent. What are we touching? The screen says touch here, you know, and it's got a picture of like a Marilyn Monroe lookalike. Just touch here. Anyway, we're going to bring Ed on the air here this evening. And Ed, thank you for joining me from Kansas City.
Thank you very much, Phil. It's good to be here.
Now, Ed, you've always got a good line in Kansas City. Ed, tell me a little bit about why it's fortuitous, if you will, that I've got you on the show tonight.
Well, Phil, you were talking earlier about an episode in Kansas City, Missouri, concerning in Athens, Ohio, concerning the Barney the Dinosaur television show that was on today, and it said submit to Barney. Now, my understanding was that this was some kind of a joke. It was some kind of a prank that was pulled by maybe people at the television station there or what have you. But we don't feel that this is entirely the case. We feel that the Barney the Dinosaur children's television program is a negative influence on our young people.
This is a, if you don't mind me saying so, this is the first that I've ever heard of your organization. I mean, have you guys been around for a while?
No, we've been around approximately 2 years. We've been monitoring children's television programming across the United States. And we've only recently become aware of this Barney the Dinosaur character. As you know, it's quite popular with parents and children alike. And we feel there's a great misunderstanding out there about this character.
All right. Tell me, if you would, what is the misunderstanding? And as I said, you've got some kind of a negative read on this whole Barney character?
So we certainly do. Barney the Dinosaur, we feel, is a negative role model, if you will. You know, you can say all you want about all the nice things. He dances with the children, he sings songs, he shows them how to do projects and how to, you know, this that and the other thing. But we feel that the idea of our children having a reptile, it sounds silly, but a reptile as a role model is entirely negative. And to be quite frank with you, Phil, we feel that there are some satanic undertones to this. Now, I've been laughed at on other radio programs when I bring this up, but when you look at the role that the reptile has played in mythology and down through the years, this is just an extension of this sort of reptilian negativity that has permeated culture, and we feel it's very, very negative.
Now, here you're talking about Barney the Dinosaur, for crying out loud. I mean, this is a character that is loved by children. You brought it up. I mean, I personally speaking, I don't watch the show. I think maybe I've seen clips. You know, they try to sell these Barney the Dinosaur videotapes. But all I see is this dinosaur dancing with kids. How is this dinosaur negatively affecting the children?
Phil, it's just a matter that this is a large reptile. You know, people laugh at me when I bring this up. It is a negative image for the young people. It is a large a dinosaur. It is an extinct, and I might add, this is a Tyrannosaurus Rex dinosaur, which was known to be carnivorous. It was a violent animal. It was if we lived in those times, I'm sure we'd say it was not a well-loved creature. It is it is cold-blooded. It lays eggs. It is part and parcel of what we consider to be a reptilian satanic influence.
Now, something in the literature that you sent me today over the over the fax was a little bizarre. You mentioned Jim Morrison of the Doors.
Yeah, we were talking about the musical rock band, The Doors.
Yeah, now what exactly was the problem you had with that?
The Doors were a rock band in the late 1960s, and there was a lead singer of that group by the name of Jim Morrison. Are you familiar with him, Phil?
Yes, I am. I'm familiar with Jim Morrison and their music.
There was a song that they had out that starts out, and we have the albums here at our organization, Kansas City, and we have listened to these, and we are very familiar with these, but the The song starts out, I am the Lizard King. I can do anything. This, again, when I brought this up, people, they've laughed at me, and they've said that I'm making a lot out of nothing. But when you hear Jim Morrison of the Doors, known for his satanic influence, known for the satanic lyrics of his music, and bringing up the Lizard King, now here we are in 1993, Phil. We are 20 years down the road, 25 some odd years, and here is this dinosaur, a lizard, a reptile, that is being worshipped, if you will, by a generation of young people. And not only that, it, in my opinion, encourages a slavish and a commitment to a multinational oil interests.
Multinational oil interests, and how do you get that?
By the mere fact, as you know, Phil, fossil fuels are derived from dead dinosaurs, and this is just another step toward indoctrinating our young people into the corporate multinational mentality.
This is this is so bizarre, it's beyond me, but the more you talk about it, the more sense it makes, that it's a sort of a subtle indoctrination of our young people into some kind of a mindless robot corporate mentality, and it also is a subtle kind of mindless manipulation of our young people into almost a satanic or a godless kind of lifestyle.
And what else does a reptile represent? That's why we feel that we are on the right track with this. And we have called and written a lot of the different radio and television stations around the country that have been promoting this Barney the Dinosaur character.
All right, we're going to take a break here, Ed, and you hang on the line. And this is the Phil Hendry Show on News Talk 830 WCCO. Now, our lines are wide open here at 989-9226. Hey! 989-9226. I got four lines here. Give us a call if you got any questions for Ed Woosnee. You might be a parent who's been concerned about this whole Barney the Dinosaur thing. It's kind of a mania, wouldn't you say, Ed?
It most certainly is a mania. It's just taking the country by storm, and we need to nip it in the bud. I feel we need to nip it in the bud right now.
All right, 989-9226 is the number, or 1-800-327-TALK. That's 1-800-8255. Give us a call. Talk to Ed Woosnee. I don't know what the guy's about, but I've known Ed for a couple of years, and I think that he's probably on to something. This is the Phil Hendry Show. It's 117 on News Talk 830 WCCO. All right, I'm going to take a look at a little bit of the weather here for the Twin Cities. And partly cloudy. We're going to have a high of 57 degrees today. It's 31 degrees currently in the Twin Cities. And we'll keep you up to date on that, guys. 31 degrees currently.
You stepped on my toe.
Sorry.
Okay, now how do you feel?
Low. So low I see into your toe.
Now visualize that image to say I'm sorry in Spanish.
Lo siento your toe?
Lo siento means I'm sorry.
Oh, that's easy. Lo siento.
You too can learn Spanish, French, German, or Japanese. So don't say lo siento, I don't understand. You can. It's easy and fun with National Dynamic Speed Tapes. Just call 1-800-545-1985. 1-800-545-1985.
These are some of the rules for the Magical Getaway. Retailers and sponsors including participating IGA stores, Jubilee, More 4, Festival Foods, and independent retailers serviced by Gateway Foods. Weekly entrants are eligible to win a bonus getaway giveaway of a $500 in-store shopping spree gift certificate. Each Thursday between 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. from February 18th to April 8th, 1993, CCO Radio will announce on the air the name of a contestant selected at random from all entries received who registered at one of the getaway retailers the previous week, Sunday through Saturday. The selected entrant will have 8 minutes and 30 seconds to call CCO Radio at 989-9226 or 1-800-327-8255 to win the $500 gift certificate. If the contestant does not phone within the allotted time, the $500 gift certificate is forfeited. You must be 18 years of age or older to participate. All winners will be selected from random drawings. Employees of CBS Incorporated and participating sponsors and their families are not eligible to win. Limit one trip prize per household or immediate family. Listen to CCO Radio for more rules on the Magical Getaway.
Oh, I'm going to be a winner today, Dark. I can tell.
How do you know?
Do physical problems prevent you from getting the rest you need? Then stop suffering. Visit ComfortRest adjustable beds. For years, doctors have recommended adjustable beds for back, respiratory, and circulatory problems. By pressing a button, you can raise or lower your head or feet to the position most comfortable for you. Sleep soundly and awake refreshed with the ComfortRest electric adjustable bed. And if you've put off making that purchase until now, there's never been a better time. You see, ComfortRest has a special limited time offer. You'll save up to one-third off the list price. Also mention you heard about this on WCCO, and they'll take an additional $100 off any adjustable bed you choose. ComfortRest offers the largest selection in the Midwest, all sizes and firmnesses, and they carry five major brands. Stop by today at 5019 University Northeast for ComfortRest. That's 5019 University Northeast, just four blocks south of 694 in Columbia Heights.
News Talk 830 WCCO, Phil Hendry Show here at 21 minutes after 1 o'clock, and our first night tonight on WCCO, operating the Starship, and the whole thing just blew up right in front of me, man. The screen, right, it just went right there. So, so if you don't hear as many commercials tonight, man, I'm sorry. Anyway, we have with us Ed Woosney live in Kansas City. Ed is part of a parent group. Ed, do you have a name for your group?
Hello. Yeah, as yet... As yet, we don't, Phil, but we are in the process of organizing.
You've been in, together with these parents for, what, 2 years?
Informally, yeah. We've been letter writing a campaign and various things. We were aligned with this. You might have heard the movement about Mighty Mouse. And again, we've taken an awful lot of insults and whatnot for the Mighty Mouse thing.
What exactly was the Mighty Mouse thing?
That was our feeling. We saw a Mighty Mouse cartoon where it looked like he might be snorting or sniffing some kind of cocaine, and we were on top of that.
You were right on top of Mighty Mouse looked like he was sniffing cocaine?
In one of his cartoons, yes.
I didn't hear about that. What was that?
That was about 3-4 years ago. We got a lot of the networks to drop a lot of these Mighty Mouse cartoons.
Well, you're really quite involved in all of this. All right, we got some calls for you. Would you like to take some calls, Ed?
I most certainly would, Phil.
All right, our number is 989-9226. So let's see if we can do this here. We're going to go to our first call, and this is John in downtown Minneapolis. John, you're on the air.
Hi, Ed. Are you getting paid to come up with these theories?
I beg your pardon?
Are you being paid to come up with these theories, or are you volunteering to do this?
I'm not being paid at all, sir. This is entirely a non-profit effort.
Okay, I do want to say my daughter watches Barney every day. She's on a it's on at 10:30.
Oh my goodness.
And 12 o'clock here.
Oh my goodness. I would strongly advise you, sir, to take a second look at it.
My daughter has Barney t-shirts, sweatshirts, backpacks.
See, this is the insidiousness of it, sir. This is the marketing insidiousness of it.
What do you mean, marketing insidiousness, Ed?
Well, I don't think it takes a too much thought to figure out that there are a lot of different things involved here. You've got a television program. You've got stuffed dolls. You've got T-shirts, as this gentleman's indicated. And it's all designed to get the children lockstep in line with this character.
Hmm.
Do you really think if Barney was bad, he'd be teaching these kids to look both ways before they cross the street? I mean, if he was evil, he would be subliminally telling them not to look when he crosses the street.
He may very well be, sir. One of the things that I have a problem with is children learning these things from a large lizard. Basically, this is what we're talking about.
How do you feel about Sesame Street, then?
Well, this again, you know, what happened to human beings? What happened to Captain Kangaroo? And you don't see Mr. Rogers using giant animals.
No, he uses small people.
Well, he uses people. He uses replicas of human people.
Evil kings.
But he doesn't... Well, but they're people that you can learn from other... I know that you're making fun of me, sir, and that's fine. But I'll just tell you right now...
I'm not trying to. I just can't believe that Barney's an evil being.
No, all I'm saying... Sir, don't you find anything wrong with the fact that your children are learning all these things from a
They're not learning them all from them. We are teaching them, too. But it is helpful to have her watching this one.
To have a large pink lizard tell her how to cross the street?
A large pink lizard. I can understand.
He's a dinosaur, not a lizard.
It's a reptile, is what I'm saying.
I think Barney actually may be Jim Morrison coming back from the dead.
All right. I understand you're making fun of me, sir, and I've encountered this before, and that's all right, but when you see your country coming apart at the seams because of this, and this...
Are you saying that the country is falling apart because of Barney?
I can see that you think I'm funny.
Well, let me interject something here, Ed. Now, this gentleman's got a valid question. You know, the country... Is you know, we've got all kinds of negative influence in this country, but a large pink dinosaur, for crying out loud, I mean,
even if you look back at cartoons were violent. There I could see that there's a problem.
I will say,
you know, where there's a piano falling off a building and landing on a guy and they show him smushed there, but there's no violence on Barney. He teaches manners. He teaches hygiene.
I think there is an unspoken or a tacit violence in the character itself. This is a tyrannosaurus. Are you familiar with dinosaurs, sir?
Not very, no.
This is a Tyrannosaurus rex, and it's the most violent creature that ever walked on the earth.
Well, how do we know that?
Well, you can ask any scientist or what have you. They'll tell you.
Well, anyway, John, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks for the call.
Bye.
There we go. There's John. Let's go to another call here. I think we've got Denny in St. Paul. Denny, you're on News Talk 830 WCCO with Ed Woosnig.
Hi, Ed. How are you doing tonight?
I'm very fine. Thank you.
Well, first of all, I'd like to start off by applauding you for the work that you're doing, and I'm sure that you encounter a lot of people giving you a hard time and everything, but... First of all, I just want
to really do. They make fun and they laugh, and that's okay. I don't mind people having a good time at my expense, so long as I can get the message out about Barney.
Sure. Okay. I guess the first question I'd like to ask is, your organization based on Christian principles? Is it a Christian organization?
Well, we got all denominations, all kinds of people just concerned about their young people.
Okay. One of my questions. Okay, you've talked about Mighty Mouse, and you've talked about Barney the Dinosaur.
Are you familiar with that whole Mighty Mouse situation?
Yes, sir, I am.
Snorting the cocaine?
Yes, sir, I am.
That was terrible.
Yes, and I was...
But they never were able to prove that.
Right, well, you know, I think a lot of it, too, is, you know, because I also believe that the morality structure of our country has gone down, and I think it starts off, you know, implanting it within children at an early age.
No doubt about it. And, I, you know, here's something else. I spoke at a parents group about 2 weeks ago, and I was almost laughed off the stage when I said this, but I'll say it now. The color of this dinosaur disturbs me.
Okay. What do you mean the color?
It's pink. And you can laugh if you want, but I find that to be very feminine.
Well, now, come on with that. The pink dinosaur?
There are studies, you know... Color is very, very influential in how our moods are set and how our moods are shifted and swing around. And you'll find that pink softens the personality.
Have you ever heard of this, Denny?
Yeah, I have. I believe it was either Rutgers or Yale did a study on this. And
wow. Pink, huh?
Yeah.
Guess I got to throw out all my sports shirts.
Yeah.
That's just a joke.
Yeah,
you know, you can make fun if you want, Mr. Hendry, but it's very, Very serious situation.
How about what are your views on Popeye now? I know Popeye, one of his big sayings is "I am that I am."
Yes, exactly. There are some subtle destructive messages in Popeye. No doubt about it.
Sure.
And not to mention the negative portrayal of women.
Yes.
Olive oil.
Sure.
This is not what I would call a role model.
Sure.
Screaming, a string bean of a woman who needs men to bail her out of every darn situation.
And not only that, but I mean, if you really want to get into it, then you could also talk about the legitimacy of the baby Sweet Pea, too, because Olive Oil is Popeye's girlfriend. But you know,
are you guys putting me on now? The legitimacy of Sweet Pea?
Well,
are you serious?
Yes, sir.
You know, Mr. Andy, you can make fun, but this gentleman is bringing up some very valid points.
Oh, okay.
Whose baby is that anyway?
Can I? You know. I guess I don't.
Well, have you ever thought? Let me ask my producer, Rob. Rob, have you ever thought of that?
Well, it hadn't.
Whose baby is Sweet Pea? Yeah.
Sweet Pea. Is...
Denny, are you saying? Are you serious?
I'm dead serious, sir.
So you're what? Is it Olive Oil's baby?
Well, the baby is supposedly.
They find it on a doorstep or what?
I don't know, but that's my question because I know that Popeye and Olive Oil are in an accordion relationship. You know, because she goes out with Brutus, too.
Maybe it's... Is it Brutus or Bluto? I never...
There was two characters.
Well,
you know, but
Bluto was the larger bully character. Could be Bluto.
Well, Bluto was the first one, but then they phased Bluto out and brought in Brutus. So it's kind of the same thing. But, you know, you can go back to other early origins, such as clowns. If you do a study on the Perrault clowns in France...
The H. Ross Perot clown?
No, the Perot clowns.
That's very funny, Phil.
They were basically started off by having, you know, in their circuses or whatever, by having they would get in a big ring, which was symbolic of hell.
Oh, really?
And they would bring the people into it, you know, pull the people out of the audience and stuff, and. I mean, that's, you know, circuses and...
Yeah, I've read about that.
Yeah, and things of that nature are where, you know, you bring your children. And so I do believe, I mean, I'm not trying to sound like a radical, but, you know, I mean, if a person studies the Bible, which I do, you know, and I don't want to sound like a Bible thump or whatever...
I understand that. It crosses all denominational lines and just concerned parents. If I might, Phil, I'd like to mention something that we've got coming up.
Certainly.
We're going to have a Barney bonfire in the Kansas City area. Parents will be invited to bring all the Barney dolls, stuffed toys, all the Barney, and just throw them into a fire and show how we feel about this.
Okay. Ed, one of my concerns on something like that, do you think, and once again, I mean, I stand with you on something like this, but do you think that might actually be giving Barney more publicity than it's worth? Because I mean, you know, if
we've had discussions about this in our parent group, and we're kind of, I'll tell you this now, I'm in favor of it. We've had a few parents who've been had misgivings. It's not a hard and fast thing, but I'm very much in favor of it. You may be right. We've got to look into it some more.
Well, my reason for that, Ed, would be, you know, you get people who might not have any involvement with Barney, but you know. Something like that is going to get a lot of press. I mean, anything that's bad or evil within itself is inevitably going to wear out. You know, it's going to run its course.
We got to do something, and I don't know what it is, but we got to do something.
Right.
Okay, Denny. Look, I got to run along.
Okay. One quick thing.
Okay.
If a person like from Minneapolis, St. Paul, mm-hmm. would be interested, I mean, do you have are you going to have a mailing address or anything where you know we can contact you?
We will be setting one up very, very shortly.
Okay.
We're having a problem, to be perfectly honest with you, in the Kansas City area. There's a lot of people. I tried to rent a storefront out the other day, and they found out what it was about, and they just run us off. So they think we're nuts. I'll be perfectly honest with you. I have had several politicians call me just crazy out of my mind.
Okay.
And I can't understand that.
All right, Denny, thank you.
Sure, thank you.
Thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
That's Denny in St. Paul, and the number is 989-9226 or 1-800-327-TALK. We got one line open at 989 9226. Wow. Anyway, we have Ed Woosney with us, and he's on the line from Kansas City, and he's with a parent organization that's disturbed about Barney the Dinosaur. They think that they call him the Lizard King, and that he is essentially evil. It's the Phil Hendry Show. It's 1:34 here on News Talk 830 WCCO.
Oh, I'm going to be a winner today, Dark. Away over $1.5 million to members already.
It's like Grand Casino's paying you to play.
That's right. 300 points and you get a crisp $10 bill. You can use the cash to play the slots or blackjack even longer.
So, how exclusive is Grand Casino's Grand Advantage Players Club?
It's free, and membership is open to anyone 18 and over. But to be honest, I had to pull a few strings to get you in, Dark.
Come on, Ruthie, just give me my card.
You get two cards. The black one is for Grand Casino Mille Lacs, and the silver card is for Grand...
WCCO News. I got to do kind of a news voice, I guess, here. This is the Phil Hendry Show on News Talk 830 WCCO. We got some news headlines for you here. I'm going to get back to Ed Woosney, who's on the line with us from Kansas City, about this whole Barney the Dinosaur thing, this whole submit to Barney bit, which it's pretty weird, but we've got him on the phone. We're going to keep talking to him. House Speaker D. Long has released long-distance charges that individual DFL representatives incurred in 1991. Speaker Long met with reporters for about 90 minutes on Wednesday evening to answer questions about the phone scandal that led Representative Alan Welly to resign as majority leader. The Minnesota House responded to the $85,000 phone bill scandal by unanimously passing legislation aimed at preventing such miscues. WCCO Radio's Eric Escola reports from the Capitol.
DFL House Speaker D. Long and other House Democrats tried to regain some public trust today by taking the unusual step of voting in urgency under the state constitution. That allowed the lawmakers to bypass the traditional committee system and ram through a series of telephone disclosure provisions proposed earlier in the day by House Republicans. The bill calls for disclosure of House members' monthly long-distance phone bills, allows investigators to gain access to those bills, and improves the management of the House budget. Brooklyn Center DFLer Phil Carruthers brought the bill to the floor.
We in the House run for office every 2 years. We are directly elected by the people. We must preserve both our independence from the executive and judicial branches, but also, most importantly, our accountability to the public.
But Rochester Republican David Bishop said the DFLers simply were reacting to political heat in accepting proposals they've rejected for many years.
I think the main thing we're trying to do here in a hurry is to make ourselves look good, because we've been surprised with some of the problems that have been developed. I think we ought to be orderly in the way we investigate it and not be in a big hurry to make the press make us look better. They won't.
DFL House leaders say a similar bill will be introduced in the Minnesota Senate as well. Eric Escola, WCCO Radio News at the Capitol.
U.S. Attorney Thomas Heffelfinger Flaffenfluven. How do you pronounce this cat's name? Heffelfinger? Heffelfinger has announced he's resigning because his name's too difficult to pronounce and he can't get any ink any longer, so he's out of there. On Tuesday, Janet Reno asked all holdover U.S. attorneys to resign. She said the Clinton administration wants to build its own team of government lawyers. And the fight between discount chain stores for your business stepped up a bit Wednesday when Target stores attacked Walmart in newspaper advertisements around the country. Target says the discount chain started by the late Sam Walton has been inaccurately overstating Target's prices. The ads are headlined, "This never would have happened if Sam Walton was alive." The ads were placed in papers in California, Colorado, Iowa, Nebraska, and Wisconsin. Target complained to Walmart and the Better Business Bureau, but thought it was time to go public with its complaints. Let's take a look at our weather. It's going to be partly cloudy today. Current temperature in the Twin Cities is 31 degrees. We're looking for a high today of 57 degrees. Those are our news headlines. CBS News will be coming up at the top of the hour. Remind you, the Twins lost last night to the Chicago White Sox 5-1, but the Minnesota Gophers were victorious in the NIT over the University of Southern California. Their winning margin was like 19 points. So the Gophers move on. With me anyway, on the line here from Kansas City is Ed Woosnee. Let me get back with Ed. So, Ed, we've got some more people holding on. You want to take some more calls?
Well, I'm very happy to take calls from any and all of your listeners concerning this.
And what we're talking about is the Barney the Dinosaur. I didn't even know there was a problem. You are the first person to alert me to this, Ed.
Well, Phil, are you a parent?
Fortunately, I'm not.
Well, I'll tell you, you know, when you're out of the loop, if you're not a parent, you're out of the loop. And a lot of parents are very much involved in this, and they know what's going on. And this, again, I know a lot of well-meaning parents. They just don't know what's going on, and that's what we're trying to do.
All right. Let's take another call here. Our number is 989-9226, and this is Rachel in Sartell. Rachel, you're on the air.
Thank you. I was just wondering to let you know, Barney is purple, not pink. And another question is, what do you have?
Are you sure about that, ma'am?
Yes, he is. Have you?
I could swear he's pink.
No, he's purple.
If anybody else is listening, Phil.
Yeah, we'll see if we can get a consensus on this.
Okay.
You say he's purple, though, huh?
Yeah, I think. Well, I mean, I think he's purple.
You don't have a problem with your eyesight or anything?
No.
No, I mean, I don't mean to.
No, I don't.
Okay.
But I know a lot of people are color. I'm glad you brought that up. So a lot of people are colorblind. And here again, I don't mean to interrupt you, ma'am, but
mm-hmm.
Here again is what I consider to be the evil influence of this character. You don't even know what color he is. You see?
Well, I think that's a little weird.
Yeah. I guess I mean, I know that he's purple. Have you watched a movie?
I'm sorry?
Have you ever watched a movie, or?
Yes, I have, ma'am. I've watched.
You have.
I've watched over 100 hours of. It might be something wrong with my television set, but I thought he was. But purple is also a very bad color.
Okay, and then I have a question. What do you think about Big Bird? Then, I mean, is he evil? I mean, because the kids need to learn somehow. They are not going to just sit and listen to an adult.
Well,
I mean, they're going to be bored with that. So they've got to have something. And, I mean, Big Bird teaches too, so do you think that that's evil?
Currently, by the parent group that I'm affiliated with, are you a member of a PTA or anything, ma'am?
No, my kids aren't old enough yet.
Yes, ma'am. Well, we are at present time investigating a lot of these different characters. I personally don't have a problem with a bird. Mm-hmm. It is the lizard and the reptile angle that disturbs me greatly.
Do you just think that's because it's slimy, or why do you think that that's so?
Well, I think you'll find in nature the reptile is always connected to evil and bad things.
Okay.
You know, you know?
Yeah.
And if you look at, I mean, what are our children going to learn from a reptile? How to sun themselves on a rock? Mm-hmm. Flies.
But I mean, that's not even portrayed in the Barney. I mean, you got to be old enough to, I mean, even think something like that. I mean, the kids don't even pay attention that he's a reptile or that he's a lizard.
And when they get older, and you want to discipline your children, you want to tell them how they could best conduct their lives. Do you think that they'll listen to you, or will they look for the nearest animal? I mean, it sounds ridiculous, but this is what concerns me.
Well, you know,
I'm sorry, Rachel, I don't mean to, but I want to ask Ed, are you saying that kids are going to look around for an animal to tell them what to do?
I'm concerned about these things, yes.
See, I think that's way off the wall.
It's bizarre.
I mean, for one thing, you're a parent, and you try to raise your kids right. So, I mean, if you have any...
Why can't we have these nice human characters for the little people to talk to?
Well, that's true. I mean, I don't have a problem with that at all. I think that would be great.
Why do you suppose a dinosaur is more popular than a Mr. Rogers?
Well, that's a pretty good question. I never thought of that.
That is a good question. Yeah. I don't know. But I
think it's because the allure of the reptile, again, is what I think.
Well, I don't think that. I think that Barney's more exciting. I mean, compared to Mr. Rogers.
So you're saying that a pink or purple dinosaur has more personality?
Well, that's not what I'm saying, but he does look, I mean, it catches the kids' eye, and especially when they're little, and then the music that they sing and play, I mean, my kids love the music. I mean, I sing with my kids a lot, and they know a lot of songs.
You see, that's a wonderful thing that you spend that time with your children, and I would much rather a mother sitting down with the children and singing than having this lizard sitting there and singing some ridiculous song. And that's another thing. This animal, or whatever this thing is, appropriates music and then inserts his own lyrics. Have you heard that?
No, I...
I saw a commercial once for a Barney videotape.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, I love you,
you love me,
we're a happy family. And then I remembered, that's another song, isn't it?
Yeah,
it is. It's I don't know the lyrics of it, but you see what he's doing? He's stealing music.
Well,
You know what? That is, it's a special song. I mean, I sing that to my kids. I mean, and they sing it back to me, and we...
How does that song? What are the lyrics to that song?
I love you, you love me.
No, but I mean the real lyrics.
Oh, I don't know the real lyrics. I just have heard it.
Is it a baseball thing or something?
I don't know what it is. I think it's a fight song. It's probably, it could be the Notre Dame fight song, for all I know. But
no, it just, and then it's just a we're a happy family.
Would you be interested, ma'am, in getting some literature on the whole Barney situation?
Yeah, I would, because I mean, my kids don't sit. I mean, I do not agree with putting my kids down in front of the TV and sitting there and watch TV all day long. I mean, they don't do that. I let them watch a couple movies maybe,
you know,
before bed, and it's no major deal. But
keep an eye on this Barney character.
I mean, you could certainly send me some, because if there's something wrong with it,
We're looking into it, we're looking into it.
Okay.
Okay, Rachel, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay. All right, our number is 989-9226. Just getting used to the phone numbers here. It's the Phil Hendry Show on 830 News Talk WCCO at 14 minutes away from 2 o'clock. And also our toll-free line, 1-800-327-8255. Wow, what a way to debut here on the old radio station. Mr. Woosney, you've got everybody pumped up here tonight.
Well, Phil, I don't mean to cause you any problems. I'm just trying to get the word out and hope that a lot of these parents understand. And again, the literature that we are preparing, it takes a line from that Doris song we're talking about.
That's the one that I am the Lizard King, I can do anything?
Exactly. And I think that Mr. Morrison, in his drugged out state, foresaw a time when this lizard, this reptile, would take over our young people's lives.
Well, I don't know. You make it sound so apocalyptic, but... who knows? We'll see what these other folks are thinking here tonight. Let's go to Bernie in St. Paul. Is it Bernie?
That's correct, Bernie.
Bernie, you're on the air.
Well, thank God, huh?
thank God.
We have to have the virtual patience, don't we?
You got it, man. Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you, and welcome to the Twin City area.
Thank you very much.
Where do you originate from?
My hometown is way over on the West Coast, but I haven't been there in thousands of years, since the dinosaurs.
What color are you?
What color am I?
Yeah.
Kind of a purplish, now that you mention it.
You belong with the Vikings, then.
Hey, man, I'm telling you what. I'm looking forward to it.
Did you ever play football?
Yeah, I did, as a matter of fact.
What position?
I played free safety.
You mean
and
they didn't pay you?
I didn't do what to you?
They did not pay you?
No, I didn't play pro ball. Did you say, did I ever play football?
Yes, right.
Yeah, football.
Well?
And I went out for a interception, and I got it, and the head went right into the goalpost. And then I woke up, and I was doing this show.
You mean to say?
So I've lost like 20 years of my life. I don't know where I've been, but just
Rip
about
Van Winkle.
20 minutes ago I came to, and I got some nut on the line from Kansas City telling me about a dinosaur that's polluting young people's minds.
Well, may I make a suggestion to you?
You can make all the fun you want, Mr. Hendry, and that's fine with me, but I just don't want the message to get lost.
All right, what your suggestion, Bernie?
My suggestion is respect all life, especially this man.
Oh, yeah. No, I have great respect for him.
Well,
and dinosaurs.
Do you respect life?
Do I respect life?
Yes.
I do, even life that doesn't exist any longer.
Do you?
Fossil fuels.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think we ought to put headstones over. Instead of pumping that stuff out of the ground, I think we ought to build mausoleums over it.
Well,
here rests a Tyrannosaurus Rex.
Reminds me of a joke. You got room for humor?
Not at all.
You don't?
Go ahead.
There's a dead end out in the cemetery. Do you know where they bury the church mouse? In the mausoleum.
Have I got time for humor? Yeah, I do. When do we get to the joke?
Okay, the price of down just went up. Did you know that?
Okay, Bernie, good for you.
After all...
Do you have children, sir?
Yes, I do. 6, and I love what you're doing, Ed.
Well, thank you very much, sir. I know that Mr. Hendry's trying to make fun of you, but I appreciate you calling in and voicing your support.
Well,
I don't think
I'm praying for you because, to me...
Are you familiar with the dinosaur that we're speaking about?
Oh, a little bit, yes.
Barney the dinosaur?
Yes, and I'm Bernie, the human being.
Well, God bless you, sir.
And I am blessed every day in every way, because when I look back...
You don't wander the street with like a little wool cap pulled down over your eyes going, anybody want flowers? No, I don't think that. It wasn't you, was it? Hey, I moved to St. Paul.
Well, what did you do before you came here?
I was on a radio station in Atlanta, WSB.
Atlanta, Georgia?
Yeah.
Are you really a peach?
Did he ask you a question, Phil?
Yeah, what did you say? Am I really a peach?
Yeah, I'm from Georgia.
Yeah, I am. Well, listen, pal, it's been great talking to you. And
I was wondering, how do you spell your last name, Phil?
Okay, it's W-O-R. New York! Okay, thanks for the call. Let's see, it's 989-9226, 989-9226, the Phil Hendry Show here, and we got one line open, and we're talking with Ed Woosney out of Kansas City, and Ed's talking to us about his concerns concerning this Barney the Dinosaur thing. Let's go to Nate in Woodbury. Nate, you're on the air.
Yes, how are you?
Good, thank you.
I'm just questioning Ed's putting the responsibility of Barney being evil on Satanism. Where do you... Satanism in that?
I'm sorry, sir, could you repeat that?
Where do you get the Satanistic reference? Why do you get Satanism?
I feel that the reptilian aspect.
What does that have to do with the teaching?
Well, as you know, in a lot of mythology, and we're not just talking about, you know, the Bible, the snake and the reptile represents a very low form of life and represents the archetype is evil, in other words, is what I'm saying.
Where has that ever been mentioned in the teachings of Anton LaVey or Aleister Crowley, the modern teachers of Satanism? That
they used to wear lizard masks and this kind of thing. Have you ever been familiar with some of these?
Yeah,
these,
I am. Are
you a member of these cults, sir?
No, I don't. But
Well, they wear these kind of lizard masks and snake outfits and snakeskin boots, the whole thing.
Snakeskin boots?
Well, you know, this kind of apparel.
Well,
because, I mean, you know, Travis Tritt wears snakeskin boots. What's that make him, a devil worshiper?
No, but you know, I think you know what I'm talking about.
Okay, but then you also had mentioned that anyone of any denomination could be a member of your club or whatever you have down there.
Absolutely.
Would you allow a Satanist in your club?
If he felt that this was an unfair way of indoctrinating young people, I figure if you want to be a Satanist, more power to you, but why force a little kid into it until he knows what's going on?
Well, I mean, you know, why force a little kid into Christianity?
Well, whatever you want to say, you know. But I don't want to get religious or nothing, but the whole thing with this dinosaur is just, to be quite frank with you, sir, it gives me the creeps.
Well, I mean,
just
watch where you're drawing the lines with who you're associating things with.
Are you a father, sir?
Yes,
watch this Barney creature?
No, they don't.
Well, see, now you know.
Now I know what.
Well, no, but you don't let them watch this thing.
I don't. They don't want to watch it. It's their choice.
And you probably have raised the kids right. No kid worth his salt is going to want to turn on a purple dinosaur.
Well, sure they are, well, because they're all mesmerized by the TV anyway.
Well, that's the whole thing, see. Yeah, you ever watched this Mighty Mouse?
Yeah, I have.
Well, what about that?
Well, it's called creative animation.
Have you ever watched some of these cartoons? We were mentioning this Popeye earlier. You know, again, an illegitimate child.
Well, I mean, have you ever seen this Pat Robertson?
Well, you know, I don't... What do you mean?
Well, I mean, he's on preaching the same thing, then.
What, being illegitimate?
Well, he's pretty much preaching going and killing people that are different. And...
Well, yeah, what are you talking about? All I'm talking about is a pink dinosaur.
You're talking about images on TV.
Well, yeah.
And
and I are old enough to know what to turn on and turn off. With these little people, they turn on that big, big stuffed animal prancing around with nothing but nefarious purposes.
Well, listen, Nate, thanks for calling.
Thanks.
All right, thank you for your call.
Bye.
989-9226, and we got 6 minutes away from 2 o'clock. The tune Barney sings is To This Old Man. Yeah, this old man, he put on a dinosaur suit.
Well, I don't know, Phil. That's the song, and what my point is this cartoon character is appropriating these songs and inserting his own lyrics, and I don't think it's right.
All right, our number is 989-9226. I think we got one line open. We're going to go to another call here. Let's talk to, who we got here? Mike in Canada.
Hello.
Hi. Canada, I'm sorry. Mike, how you doing?
Good. I got a story you won't believe. I just got back from the hospital with my little girl.
Uh-huh.
And she had the flu, but today she also hit her head. The TV fell on her trying to kiss Barney.
Oh, man.
Yes. True story.
Is she all right, sir?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
It's unrelated, but...
That's weird, though, isn't it?
Yeah, because...
So the little girl was she was trying to kiss Barney on the TV.
It was a portable TV, and it was on the stand, and she got up
and trying
to kiss the character, and the TV fell over on her.
Conked her on the head.
Conked her on the head and the stomach.
Thank you very much, Barney.
Well, but I want to make a couple other points. I'm also a psychology major.
And, yes, sir.
I know something about subliminal. It's the force. But I also was looking at the character. It's funny you came on because the character kind of gives a positive association with the theory of evolution, and I don't really believe it.
Well, there you go.
And that's what my main thing.
So, yeah, this character, in other words, you know, you make a good point, sir. A talking dinosaur. That's almost like, okay, now next step, caveman and stuff like that.
Yeah, and I think the purple, it is purple, but purple is a royal color. The color of kings and stuff.
Color of tyrants is what it is, sir. Tyrants.
I remember reading in the Bible, I think. When
totalitarian types.
The high priest used to wear purple vestments.
Well, I still think the animal's pink.
Oh,
Have you seen this? You watch the show with
a little bit now and then. But I just thought it was weird. But I think there's an association with this. They're giving a positive slant on evolution.
There you go. There's another thing.
Evolution.
Also the fossil fuel thing. Don't overlook that.
Yeah. But now there's this other... she loves this other... called
the
dinosaur.
Let's dance with a dinosaur, and then someday you can buy fossil fuels, and you can get it put to you that way.
Yeah. How about the dinosaur show?
That's another
Earl Sinclair.
Well, that's more of a kind of an adult thing, but you know there are a lot of adults out there.
Oh, she loves that show.
She likes that one too.
Yeah.
Well, watch out if she tries to kiss them. The whole house is going to fall on her.
Yeah, and then I was going to make one last point here about the Casper the Ghost. The other one, there was some talk about the Smurfs a few years ago, but I always thought that these characters come and go. I have really never seen a cartoon character with any staying power. Each generation has its own animal, except Mickey Mouse.
Yeah, well, I don't have great love for Mickey Mouse either. I don't want to... people call me crazy, and maybe I am, but for what reason have we elevated vermin to the level of a hero in this culture? I spend good money every year to get mice out of my house. I spend good money to have them exterminated. Now my child turns on television set, and there's one wearing pants and gloves.
Well, are you saying, in other words, mice should be killed and not worshipped?
Yes, exactly.
All right, listen, Mike, thanks for calling.
Okay.
Nice to talk to you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, you've really opened up what they call a can of worms, Ed.
All I'm trying to do, Phil, is get some people thinking about some things here, because it is it's a very, very serious situation, and we need to look into it. I'm very, very happy you got me on tonight. Let me talk about it.
Well, we're talking to Ed Woosney. He's out of Kansas City. Got one line open at 989-9226. And this is also the debut of the Phil Hendry Show here on News Talk 830 WCCO. Real happy to be with you guys tonight. If you just dialed in, Ed's rapping about Barney the Dinosaur and how he feels it's a negative thing. He calls it the Lizard King. It's satanic, and he doesn't like kids worshiping a purple or pink, we don't even know what color it is now, guy in a dinosaur costume. Cool.
CBS News, I'm Cynthia Weber. The FBI says it has arrested a fifth suspect in connection with the World Trade Center bombing. An FBI spokesman says the suspect turned himself in at the Bureau's office in Newark, New Jersey last night. Another man, described by authorities as a key suspect in the bombing, was returned to the United States from Egypt yesterday. More on the background of Mahmoud Abu Halima from Irene Cornell of CBS radio station WCBS in New York.
What we get from the authorities is that they believe the Egyptian-born cabbie is at the center of the World Trade Center bombing conspiracy. He has chemical training. He's connected with the other suspects. He was the chauffeur for the Sheikh Abdul Rahman, the spiritual leader of the other suspects. And he's believed to have been the conspirator who chose the target, the World Trade Center, and told the others what to do and how to do it.
President Clinton told the CBS News broadcast 48 hours he thinks Russian President Boris Yeltsin has a fair shot at surviving his power struggle with the legislature. Mr. Clinton said the United States should do all it can to make sure Russia stays on the road to democratic reform, including financial assistance.
They're going to have to make a lot of decisions themselves, but there are some targeted, limited commitments we can make that no matter what happens won't hurt us very much and carry the potential of helping us a great deal.
A Branch Davidian cult member has acknowledged to CBS News that the cult was tipped off about the February 28th raid on its compound near Waco, Texas. Reporter Vicki Mabry has more.
Livingston Fagan, who has been with the cult for 4 years, would not say how the compound was tipped off, but he says that cult members were then able to prepare for the raid. Cult members say that they were fired on first. ATF strongly denies that.
Four agents from the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms died in the shootout. More than 500 people turned out in Winter Haven, Florida for a memorial service for Cleveland Indians pitchers Tim Cruz and Steve Olin, killed in a boating accident Monday night. Among the crowd, Bob Karlovic, a sports producer for CBS radio affiliate WKNR in Cleveland.
It was a very emotional service. A number of the players, a number of the people in the organization, were brought to tears just by the emotion of the moment, the emotion they felt toward the surviving family members. And this is a very close-knit baseball team. This team is really grieving together.
Another Cleveland pitcher, Bob Ojeda, is expected to recover fully from head injuries. South African President F.W. de Klerk has revealed that his country built 6 atom bombs and was working on a 7th when it decided to dismantle its nuclear weapons arsenal in 1989. The dollar finished higher against the Japanese yen in Thursday trading on the Tokyo Foreign Exchange Market. This is CBS News.
Now you can find the answers to all your questions about managing your money in the Wall Street Journal Guide to Understanding Personal Finance. This easy-to-read 173-page guide retails for $13.95, but it's yours free with your paid subscription to the journal. Call now and get 13 weeks of the journal and the valuable guide, all for only $37. Call toll-free in the continental U.S., 800-992-9400. That's 800-992-9400 for the Wall Street Journal.
Ow, you stepped in my toe.
Sorry.
Okay, now how do you feel?
Low, so low I see into your toe.
Now visualize that image to say I'm sorry in Spanish.
Lo siento your toe?
Lo siento means I'm sorry.
Oh, that's easy. Lo siento.
You too can learn Spanish, French, German, or Japanese. So don't say lo siento, I don't understand. You can. It's easy and fun with National Dynamic Speed Tapes. Just call 1-800-545-1985. 1-800-545-1985.
Ramon Montoya has been executed by lethal injection in Huntsville, Texas. He was convicted in the 1983 murder of a Dallas police officer. In San Jose, California, 32 people have filed a class action lawsuit against Denny's. They allege the restaurant chain discriminates against black customers. The lawyer for actress Kim Basinger says they'll appeal a ruling by a Los Angeles jury ordering Basinger to pay nearly $9 million for pulling out of the movie Boxing Helena. U.S. Air says it's cooperating fully with the Federal Aviation Administration's investigation into allegations of maintenance violations. The airline has admitted that supervisors at two airports falsified records to make it look as though repairs had been made. An early wake-up call in the Philippines today, courtesy of the Mayon volcano. Nobody was hurt in the latest eruption just before dawn. Flaming boulders were hurled from Mayon's crater. A river of fiery lava flowed down the volcano's slopes. Cynthia Weber, CBS News.
Well, you know, we got a lot of work to do in the show. See, we need bumper music. We need, you know, like, and this is all I could find, the Godfather theme.
Save a deer. We're going to smuggle them out. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello. Yeah, you know, another way you can do that deer thing is all these guys that don't hunt go out and buy a deer license. It's just one that the guys that kill the deers don't. You're just sitting home watching football.
We do a what?
Go. Do you hunt?
No, I don't hunt, man.
Then go buy a deer license.
Okay, and then do what with that?
Well, they only sell so many of them, and then that's one that somebody else can't have. And then you sit home and watch football games.
Hey, that's a pretty good idea.
Yeah.
I'm going to get these deer and smuggle them out of here in case some dude decides he wants to go poach one or something.
There you go, man. And you know that Eat Me t-shirt?
Yeah.
That's your constitutional right to
wear
that.
That's what I was saying, man. This dude Flowers, he thinks that it's some kind of, you know, dirty thing or something.
That dude's a wing nut.
I heard that.
Oh, hi.
I am not a wing nut, whatever that means.
I think so.
If you were a parent...
You're a communist, man.
I'm a communist. I've spent my entire adult life fighting communism.
We don't need the government and everything.
Oh,
it's screwed up enough.
We've got the government is allowing this kind of thing.
Yeah, right.
Get the government off the backs of the people and let them say what they want to say. And
now they want to screw up health?
They want to put Bite Me on a T-shirt.
Government don't want to put Bite Me on it.
Government is letting people get away with that kind of thing, and I'm one American that won't sit still for it.
Well, I'll just stay in your house, man.
Hey, Walter.
What?
Bite Me.
You see, and here the man thinks that's funny. That's what I'm talking about.
Man.
That kind of idiocy. And then I saw, what do you think of this bumper sticker, Fishermen Do It Deeper? Do you know the children see this
You're
kind of thing?
You're reading into that, man. What does it say? Fishermen do it deeper. What do they do deeper? You got a dirty mind.
Yeah, that's right. What do they do deeper?
They fish deeper. They drop the hook down and fish deeper, man. You're reading into everything.
That's right, man. You're reading into it.
You're warped, dude.
You're a couple of freaks.
Ah, right.
Yeah, okay. Sticks and stones, man, but words ain't never going to hurt me. Okay, well, thanks for calling, man.
Take it easy.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, I'm going to go to another phone call. Hello, you're on WCCO. Hello.
Hello,
you're on the air, ma'am.
Hello, Sundown?
Yes.
What's up?
I don't know. You know, I'm just hanging out here.
You're really having a fight with Walter there.
I was talking to Walter Flowers about somebody wearing a T-shirt which says, bite me. I mean, who cares, man?
Yeah, right.
Ain't there enough to worry about than that?
Well, there's plenty. Yeah.
Walter Flowers, all he wants to do is make so nobody can have no fun no more.
I know, that's for sure. I was thinking, you know, you might enjoy this. You know, if they make the pipeline to pipe the water out to California.
I heard they was talking about that last night.
Yeah, they should put another one alongside and pump a little of that wine back here.
Hey, that's a pretty good idea. I'll take some of that Cabernet any day of the week.
Yeah.
Some of that Spinata, that's party juice.
Party juice, huh?
Now, man, you ever had Spinata?
No.
Oh, now you're just talking about getting drunk.
Well, that's something you know a lot about, man. I'm going to keep the Spinata away from you. Something might crawl up your leg.
Very funny.
Anyway, yeah, I think that's a good idea, ma'am.
Okay.
Okay, thanks for calling tonight.
Goodbye.
Okay, bye. Okay, I'm going to go to another phone call on WCCO. Hello, you're on the air. I think somebody just went to the bathroom or something. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hello, you're on WCCO.
Hey, how you doing, Phil?
I ain't Phil. He's...
Oh, that's right. Phil ain't around. Sundown.
Yeah, how you doing?
Threw me off for a second there.
What's going on with you?
Hey, what's with this Walter Fowler guy?
Walter Flowers.
Fowler.
He's got a problem with T-shirts that say bite me on it.
Hey, there's a...
Are you another hippie that's going to make fun of me?
Well, I ain't going to make fun of you. There's a constitutional right, you know, buddy.
A constitutional right for profanity?
It's called free speech.
Not for profanity, there isn't.
That's not profanity. Eat me?
Okay.
How do you figure that's profanity?
Yeah, well, you're not talking... I might have been born at night, but it wasn't last night.
That's pretty witty.
Yeah, that was a good one there, Walter.
I'm sure there are parents listening who agree with what I'm saying.
Well, you're the guy who wants to steal our water, too.
I don't want to steal your water. What are you talking about?
You want to steal our water and ship it out to California.
You're insane. I never said any such thing.
Last night I was listening to you. Don't deny it.
Wasn't on the radio. You see these hippies that you get on your show? They've been drinking some of that Spinata wine. Don't even know what they're talking about.
I think you've been on
the... The guy that was talking about shipping water to California, Walter?
That was him.
Not.
Yeah, it was him down.
And you're talking about doing away with T-shirts what say, bite me. You really got a problem, man. You steal people's water and their fun, too.
He's one of them big California hypocrite, high on the hog, fast lane kind of guys.
I know you're a couple of young guys that want to gang up on an older man. That's what this is. You're ganging up on an older... Don't you have any respect for your elders?
You're the one that you bring the heat in the kitchen, then you can't take it.
If you can't stand the heat, then you better get out of the kitchen.
Yeah, good. Good for you. You thought of that one. That's real good.
Oh, Walter, you know, where do you get off telling us where to bring our water?
Yeah, and another thing, man, we're going to ship the deer out, Walter. What do you think about that?
You're going to take away the sportsman's one thing that he has to enjoy himself?
Yeah, he ain't going to blow away no deer no more.
This guy's really a hypocrite. He was talking bad about sportsmen last night.
I don't know what this guy's talking about. I wasn't on the air last night.
I heard you.
I had some problem with my left knee.
I can tell your voice.
I've got a trick knee.
You got a trick mind, man. I think your mind collapsed on itself. Okay, thanks for calling. You
got a trip in mind.
Yeah.
Take it easy, Sundown.
You got a trick knee and a tripped mind.
Take it easy, man.
See you later. Bye-bye. On WCCO. Hello, you're on WCCO.
Hey, dude, what's up?
I'm all right. How are you doing?
Pretty good. Hey, that sounds a lot like Rudy was on last night.
That, who does?
That guy, Walter.
Walter, dude, were you on last night, man?
I'm trying to tell you, I wasn't on last night.
Hey, man, I think you just changed your name.
Your name is Rudy.
Your
audience isn't getting enough fiber. You know, if you put more fiber in your diet...
Yeah, right, man. Next thing you're going to want me to be wearing a diaper. So what can I do for you, sir?
Hey, what do you think about the fires out in California, man?
Well, I think it's a bummer, man.
I think it's pretty cool. All those houses burned down. And...
What do you want to see people's houses burned down for? Are you a fire bug?
Hey, man, they're all rich people. They deserve, man.
They deserve to have their house burned down?
Yeah, man.
Why?
It's pretty cool. You ever watch Beavis and Butthead?
What?
You ever watch Beavis and Butthead?
Yeah, I watch Beavis and Butthead.
Yeah, man, they talk a lot about fire. Fire's cool.
Okay, man, I guess so. I guess you're one of them people that actually believes that stuff, huh? It's supposed to be funny.
Oh, man, I want to go burn someone's house down now.
Okay, man, well, have fun.
Talk to you later, man.
I wouldn't want to stop you from having no fun, man. Hello, you're on WCCO.
Hey, Phil.
Well,
how y'all doing there, man?
This is Sundown, man. Phil ain't here.
Oh, hey, Sundown.
Yeah.
Yeah, good to talk to you. Y'all got to come on down our way here.
Okay, man.
We're down in Texas.
All right, we'll be doing it pretty soon. Hello, you're on WCCO. I'm going to try and get as many people on the air as I can before we do the tape show at 3 o'clock. Hello, you're on WCCO.
Hey, man. Beavis and Butthead rule, dude.
Okay, that's a pretty good impression, man. You should work on
it. All right.
Hello, you're on WCCO.
Hello?
Hello.
Yeah, I'd like to talk to Sundown.
Yeah, I'm right here, man.
Yeah, you know what? You know what we should do?
What
we should have, like, a big deer drive out to California.
Like those old cattle drives?
Yeah.
Yeah, get a bunch of cowboys and just go...
Deer boys.
Get them up. Yeah, deer boys, man. That's a great idea.
Just saddle up and...
That is the most ridiculous idea I've ever heard in my life.
Nobody asked you, man.
No kidding.
Have deer boys, yeah. Get up on a deer and just go, yeah, get along, little deer. Send them on out to California, man, where they can be free, man, where they're free.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good idea, man. I tell you what, I'll suggest that to these people that are going to try to do it.
All right, cool.
Yeah. Thanks for calling, man.
Yeah, catch you later, man.
Okay, bye-bye. Bye. All right, man. These people know what's going on, Walter. They're not fooled into your whole big business mentality about deer meat.
You know something? When I get up tomorrow morning, and I don't sleep very long, I'll probably get about a 90 minutes worth of sleep, I'm going to write this day down in my diary as the day that I encountered the biggest clown that I've ever talked to in my life. You're going into my diary.
Well, I'm really honored, man.
Deer boy. You're going to have deer boys driving deer to California.
Yeah, we'll drive them out to California in convertibles.
Oh, that's real funny.
You know, I mean, whatever it takes, man, that's how we're going to send them out there. Anybody want to sign up to be a deer boy, you can call up. Hello, you're on WCCO.
Foyer's cool.
Hello, you're on WCCO.
Hey, is that Flowers guy around?
Yeah, I can't believe people want to talk to you.
Yes, sir, I'm right here.
So, what do you do for a living?
I am a commentator and a news journalist.
For?
For the Star Tribune.
Oh, are you?
Yes.
My column
appears once a month.
Once a month?
Well, I'm semi-retired.
Oh, well, how old are you?
I can only tell you that it's too bad that I'm semi-retired because a guy like you probably needed my column once.
What's that? Which column was that?
The column that I write once a month.
No, I know.
Conservative ethics.
Conservative ethics?
That's exactly
right. Oh, hey, that's right. How did the conservative white guy council go?
The conservative what?
White guy conference go. How did that go?
I don't have any idea what you're talking about.
You mean you don't sit around wearing white tank top t-shirts, baseball hats, drink beer?
Yeah, at the country club, man, after you play 18 holes and sit around and talk about how you're going to keep women out of the workplace, man?
Yeah.
No, I don't do that, but it sounds like a pretty good idea.
Yeah.
Hey, Sundown.
What?
What do you do for a living?
I work for parking cars for Dayton Hudson's.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Do you ever get to park Mark's car?
Who?
Mark Dayton.
No, man, I never get to park his car, but one time this dude come out of the store, he goes, yeah, man, I was in there for an hour, and I go, did you buy $20 worth of merchandise, man? He goes, no. I go, oh, wow, I got to charge you the whole amount, man. Sometimes we'll let the people go through for free. I think it's good PR for the company.
Terrible. You know what? I think you should probably take over for Flowers and write that column.
Yeah, I think I will, too. Probably write better than that dude any day of the week.
How does that laugh? Some kind of an airhead like you with two functioning brain cells, you couldn't write your name on a backup. You couldn't write graffiti on a wall.
Well, okay, we got to go now, man. I'm going to get rid of you, Flowers. I got to go now, man. It's time to do some news and some other stuff, okay?
So long.
Okay, bye. On WCCO, I'm Sundown Kleinschmidt. It's been a lot of fun talking to y'all, and I hope that you'll be listening to some more on the radio. because we're going to be doing some more.